Blog Talk.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on the Players Platform Show. Today, we're going to be headed to Boston College, and we're going to be talking with Miles Willis, the standout running back. He's going to be kind enough to join us and talk about what makes him one of the top prospects at that running back position. We have a lot of shows today for you guys to kind of tune into. And we actually have a school. I always love when we get a guy from a school that we've never done. And we have a kid from Becker's College, the Becker Hawks, Jacob Holmes, and running back, Mr. Versatility, if you will. He also is their placeholder or punter and kicker and running back. So a man of jack of all trades, if you will. So again, always love getting a kind of a new face on that. We also have Tulsa receiver Kevon Lucas coming on at 4 o'clock. We are going out to Vanderbilt. We're going to have Andrew Jelks, their offensive lineman, on the show. So a jam-packed afternoon, a fantastic guest joining us here on the C2P. You guys know if you ever miss any of these shows, they're always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and they're also posted at collegetopro.com, and we also add their bios and some draft information, kind of break them down so you find out what these kids bring to the table if they end up on your favorite NFL team. And speaking of draft, April 27th through the 29th in Philadelphia this year, the City of Brotherly Love will be hosting the draft. It'll be a good time, as always. And then next week, March 1st, or about 2 weeks, heading down to Indianapolis and for the scouting combine. And change of pace this year. At least media. The media is not set up and housed at Lucas Oil Stadium. It'll be over at the convention center, so it'll be a little change a venue for where we do our job. But the players will obviously be in Lucas Oil doing their thing and kind of getting their combine prep training results as they kind of try to boast the best numbers that they can in front of the litany of NFL faces. And that is really when the entire NFL world descends on one city. You know, it's Indianapolis. Agents, you know, they have their seminars. A lot of guys are upping their thing, and you got the players, you got the agents. So it's a big time to be in the city, and you know, a lot of things going on. So again, Miles Willis is going to be taking some time calling into the show, and we'll get things underway with him. But like, again, if you miss any of these shows, remember iTunes, Block Talk, and if you go to the archives, you can find out the thousands of shows that we've done over the years, and like, you know, dating back probably almost to 2010, and then when we did our NFL draft Bible interviews as well, you know, you can kind of find all those ones out. I mean, we're talking, you know, Julian Edelman interviews and things of that nature. So we go pretty deep on these, and like I said, it's always a fun time. Draft season, time to get all these guys on and find out what they bring to the table, kind of getting behind the scenes and find out what these guys do, what makes them tick. You know, trying to think, we had a kid on the other day, a unique backstory. I'm trying to think of who it was. I'm looking through my notes here. You know, like Riley Sorensen, the Washington State guard, had a testicular cancer diagnosed in August, still played the season, lost both his parents to cancer, and just a resilient young man. And like I said, probably one of the top seven centers available in this upcoming draft. And for a center, he's very big. I mean, 6'4", 326, and you really don't find that type of size in a lot of centers. And I think that benefits him because if a team's in a pinch, he's athletic enough where you can move this kid to guard and you know, even put him at tackle if you're that, you know, desperate for bodies on the line. So I do think this kid is going to be a 53-man roster guy. He's not necessarily one of the top names that you're going to hear as of today, but by the end of the day, when draft time rolls around, even when rookie training camps begin, I think he's going to guy, you know, kind of evolves in through camp and kind of meshes and weaves himself into that 53-man roster. So just one of the many guests that I encourage you guys to kind of take a peek at is Riley Sorensen, the center from Washington State. And we got, 11 minutes left in this particular podcast with Miles Willis, and he said he's going to be calling in. If we ever get about the 9-minute mark, we usually reschedule because more of them, less of me, because you are tuning in to hear Miles Willis and find out what he brings to the table. So if that's the case, we'll always kind of head back and change it up so we get a full dose and a full podcast with Miles. And again, 4 o'clock, we got Kevon Lucas, Andrew Jelks at 4:30, and then at 5 o'clock, if you want, we're going to be taking a break and we're going to be joining Memphis Radio, Sports 56 Memphis, and we'll be talking with Brett and Rob and doing our weekly football talk with them. And then 5:30, we get right back to it with more interviews and then 6 o'clock as well. So like I said, interviews, talk radio, all those fun things that comes with this time of the year. But with that said, Miles Willis from Boston College. Miles, how's the day treating you?
It's going well. Just got a good workout in early in the morning, and I'm headed to class in a few minutes.
And what's that like? You know, I think a lot of people think you guys just kind of show up on Pro Day or at the Combine and you just kind of do your thing. But, I mean, you got to be a student, you have to be an athlete, and now you have to train for probably one of the biggest, football events of your life and, you know, Pro Days and things that come with being a prospect. I mean, but what's a typical day like for you right now?
Well, since I opted to stay in school and, train somewhere near Boston College, my daily schedule is very busy. You know, I usually wake up in the morning and drive to Exceed Sports Performance Training Facility. And then after that, I train there for about 3 hours in the morning. And then I rush back to campus, get ready for class, and, you know, repeat the next day.
And for you, I mean, growing up, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the kid with the ball in your hand? Were you scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every game?
Oh, no. My first couple years playing football, I played on the offensive line, and I loved every second of it.
I'm curious. I mean, how did you? I mean, I know it's Pee Wee, it's Pop Warner, but how did you? I guess get on the line, and when did the kind of athleticism of the running back start to emerge?
Well, my dad always wanted me to respect the game and know everything ins and outs game, and you gain the most appreciation for it when you're in the trenches. And I just, I remember always when I was a lot younger, I always wanted to play football, and my dad didn't want me to play too early. So I was, playing soccer, always bumping into people. So when I got my first opportunity, I'm like, I want to be hitting people every play.
And the rest is history. And obviously, you've had a wonderful college career, and obviously, NFL, possibilities on the horizon. I mean, for you, when does it kind of sink in? I mean, you arrive at Boston College. I mean, as well as anybody, you never know how things are going to pan out if you have the skill set, but obviously you do. I mean, when do you kind of start to, it sink in that, at the end of this collegiate journey, I have a shot at playing in the pros?
Definitely my freshman year. I mean, I didn't play the first couple games. I thought I was going to redshirt, and then somehow I had like a really good week in practice, and coach took notice, and I feel like I blinked. Like, 1 week I was complaining about not playing. The next week I'm back deep in the Coliseum returning kicks. But, just jumping, getting thrown into the fire was a great experience, because then kind of opened my eyes that, like, college football, I mean, you're playing against the nation's best, but also, still football. And, I'm out there competing with the best, and I feel like I'm standing out and making a name for myself.
Definitely, definitely. Once again, Miles Willis here on the C2P talking some NFL draft as he makes his path towards that next level. For you, all the guys that come on the show, we always bring these questions up. What are scouts going to like about you? I mean, if you're in the film room with these guys, they're breaking down tape. What are those characteristics and traits to the position that you think they're going to fall in love with?
I think my versatility, and not just as a running back coming out of the backfield, but also, throughout my years at BC, I've had a lot of experience in special teams. I've been, my freshman year, I was one of the leading returners in the nation, kick returners. And then also I have, last year I played on punt team, and, my sophomore and junior year, I was on the kickoff team, kickoff coverage team. So I feel like, I understand the value of that aspect of the game. And obviously that's where most rookies start in the NFL. Like, you got to make your name on special teams. And I've been a willing contributor to that part of the game since my entire career at Boston College.
Excellent. And, for the folks that have been listening the whole time, Miles said in the beginning of his show, his dad wanted him to appreciate the game and had him on the O-line. So it's kind of crazy that you mentioned versatility. Pee Wee football, you're on the O-line, and you kind of see the transition from 3-down back to all the way to special teams and kind of capitalizing on all those opportunities. Does anything go unnoticed that film can't reveal? I ask this because we do pass this off to scouts. I know they listen into the show. Is there anything about Miles Willis that they won't see? Leadership qualities, game film study, Maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the things that, you know, game tape doesn't reveal that's a big bonus for you?
I mean, definitely my leadership qualities. I mean, I was named captain, but, you know, that was a title that I was awarded and I was honored to have. But that was something that the responsibilities of captain was something that I've had bestowed upon me since my sophomore year, really, because we've had a lot of young teams for much of my time here. So I was always the guy. I was always the bridge between the players and the coaches, and they've always came to me to really get the message across to the team. But also just, you know, watching film, there's a lot of I guess you could say, like, unmatched opportunities. I had a lot of opportunity. My run average was probably 6 yards per carry. And, you know, obviously at Boston College, we're more of a ground-and-pound team. We love power football. But there's a lot of opportunities that I still have left to give to a team. And I feel like the team that takes a chance on me will be able to dive into that and really find out what's the best way to use Miles Willis.
Definitely. And you said you're working at Exceed Performance. I'm curious just because, you know, the season has ended and sometimes the philosophy of, you know, how you want to kind of approach the next level. But in terms of height and weight, you know, what's your height weight right now? And have you looked at gain? Or I know you want to get bigger, stronger, and faster, but just kind of take us into the mindset of that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously the goal every year, everyone says they want to get bigger, stronger, and faster. But, you know, at 5'9", 195 pounds, like that's, I feel like that's a good frame for me as far as the things that I intend to do on the next level, as far as being a versatile back that can, you know, take carries and get outside and, you know, do a lot of creative things. I mean, just this couple weeks ago, we saw the Patriots utilize a guy with similar traits than James White, and he ended up breaking a, you know, Super Bowl record with receptions, and he was just coming out of the backfield making plays. So there's a lot of possibilities with that, like bring to like the skill set that I bring to the table.
Definitely. Great response to that. And would you kind of consider the James White type backs comparable to you? And we're not saying, hey, you're, you know, good or anything, but I'm just saying in terms of just, you know, comparisons and versatility wise, I mean, pretty good comparison there with James.
Yeah. Like James White is definitely a guy that I've, you know, coming into college, I've watched a lot. I've marked a lot of guys and pretty much followed their track record and seeing how, you know, they may do with similar features that I have. And James White is a guy that, you know, he was always splitting carries at Wisconsin, but he always found creative ways to make plays and make things happen. And that's a guy that, you know, he's an easy guy to root for. And I was glad to see that the Patriots found a way to take a kid that was splitting carries at Wisconsin and make him an integral part of the offense.
Yeah, definitely an integral part of the offense. And, like you said, obviously, fantastic Super Bowl. And you know what? He was also on the Players Platform Show, the same show you're on. And if you folks miss any of this podcast with Miles Willis, you guys know it's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio page at collegetopro.com. Miles, I can't believe we're almost out of time, but we always like to wrap the show up with some lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's see it.
All right, game day superstitions. I mean, anything that you kind of do that's out of the bizarro world on game day?
You know, as a leader, you always kind of – your main thing is make sure the team is ready. And I think every year there's a different – you know, each team takes on a different persona. And this year we had this weird superstition that came before the game that we started listening to Waka Flocka before the games. It was like halftime in the State locker room, and we were really – trying to make sure we find a way to get the win. And then, you know, the locker room is really quiet. The next thing you know, you hear Waka Flocka screaming over the stereo system. And then next thing you know, like everyone in that locker room knew that we were going to find a way to win the game.
I like it. I like that. That's a great insight too. And for all the BC fans out there, I'm sure they kind of like that answer. Usually this is one of the questions I think you guys enjoy the most, the answer. Female celebrities. If Miles Willis is going to take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner, my man?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess right now, like, I'm a really huge Scandal fan. So I guess right now it'd be Kerry Washington. I want to, you know, take her out to eat just to, you know, pick her mind because she plays an impactful character on the show. And she also has a lot of, you know, social awareness. And she's always promoting stuff on her Twitter and Instagram pages.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints cleats and puts themes on them. If you could have any of your cleats or spikes painted with a certain theme, what would you want on those?
Of course. I mean, I'm an Atlanta Pride guy, so I definitely, you know, would – you know, the recent Julio Jones rocked some cleats that had, you know, inspiration from Migos. I think if I could get something like that, some, you know, some Atlanta culture pride cleats on my cleats to wear in games, that would be awesome.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by. I mean, you shared it right at the top of the show. I mean, in between class and becoming the best fit combine prep guy you can be. I mean, you got a lot of busy days ahead of you, and we really appreciate you stopping by and joining us here and kind of taking a little bit of time to join us here on the C2P, my man.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Miles Willis. And I tell you what, I mean, he did such a great job of kind of really revealing some of the traits that he brings to the table. And this kid is very versatile and he's very potent. And I think that's one of the things you're going to walk away pleasantly surprised about him. And like I said, the 5'9", 195 is just a great frame. And like I said, I really think that's going to kind of help him because you don't want to be too small. Like I said, we kind of get caught up in that. And when you really look down at the nooks and crannies of it, 195 is a size to kind of get him on that 53-man roster. Again, if you want more of Miles Willis, you can simply log on to iTunes, Players Platform Show. Just say Miles Willis, Blog Talk Radio, or go to collegetopro.com. That's the number two. And you'll find the Miles Willis interview there at the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the Players Platform Show.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.